My name is Anita Radix, and I'm originally from Grenada, which is in the Caribbean. And I recently relocated to New York. I'm a physician. I work with HIV positive patients, and of course it's very different in New York, but when I was working in the Caribbean, it was a very difficult situation to work as a physician with clients who were really not able to access care, especially for MSM. There's a great deal of invisibility. A lot of people don't want to disclose their sexuality or what they're doing. As one of the few out physicians, I'm a lesbian physician, I did get a lot of MSM clients who felt comfortable coming to me, but for the majority of people, they don't. And the other issue is access to medication. So even if you're diagnosed, the country you're in, because I've worked in several islands, you can get tested. They don't have rapid testing. It takes a long time to get the results. When you have the results, it's not there's an issue with confidentiality. Often people on the street will know your diagnosis or before you're told the diagnosis. So that's one of the first issues. There's a lot of stigma. So people are seen in the hospital. Everyone knows what they're there for, and then of course there are other issues, as I said, access to medications. If you need it, you may not get it. The medications are expensive. Even if you get the medications, maybe the country you're in, you may not get be able to have your CD4 counts or your viral loads. And there's none of the islands I worked with had resistance testing. So, I mean, they're probably, if you think about it, maybe 10 years behind where we are in New York on all fronts.